We have one chance at something wonderful, something called life. We all have to live the life that was awarded to us. How we choose to live that life is really dependent on how we view it. Life is a journey filled with good, bad, ugly, difficult, easy, and I can continue with vocabulary. But the journey called life involves a series of events that enables us to learn, to grow, and to develop. We learn how to embrace difficult and challenging situations, but it is all a reminder that life is not about just floating through the skies, but about learning something from every experience. Adversity is always lurking around, but when it hits, we must allow resilience to take over. Most people never get to tap into that resilience within them. I'm Sandra Gopal. It is a privilege to serve you on this platform. Today, I speak about resilience. So what is resilience? Psychology Today states that resilience is that ineffable or indescribable quality that allows people to be knocked down by life and come back stronger than ever. Rather than letting failure overcome them and drain their resolve, they find a way to rise from the ashes. So in essence, resilience, simply defined, is the ability to bounce back. Yes, life can throw some of the most distressing experiences at us. However, it is those same distressing moments that enable us to exercise resiliency. It is those moments of despair that pushes us into survival mode. It pushes us towards our dream. It pushes us towards our goals. Without those experiences, we will never know what it means to stand strong in the midst of adversity. We will never know what it means to get up. We will never know what it means to be a winner. Every one of us has fallen flat at some point during the course of our lives. We have been defeated. We have been knocked over. We have fallen. We were almost burnt to the ground. But we were able to pick ourselves up and keep moving. I wouldn't be here today if I did not pick myself up after every situation, after every challenge. Had I not been able to pick myself up and keep moving forward, I would not be able to do this podcast. We are able to rise from the ashes. We can keep moving forward in spite of what is happening around us. Every person has expressed impressive resilience at some point in their lives. Some people don't even realize it because it became a natural trait at that moment. I ask you today to think about those so-called dull and lifeless and challenging moments or times in your life. Really think about it and then applaud yourself for where you are. Had it not been for those times of despair, you would have never moved to the next level in your life. Appreciate those times. Don't look at it with dread. It is the very thing that has brought you this far. As an individual, you took the positive role. You took the necessary steps of survival. You displayed confidence in your strengths. You excelled at your problem-solving skills. Your inner strength was drawn out. You remained calm and flexible. You were persistent. You managed your feelings well. You managed your emotions well. Your coping mechanisms were exercised. You were in control. You remained focused on the vision and on your goals. You understood that life is like a graph, up today, down tomorrow, and every other day until some form of stability comes through. So yes, you have the ability to be resilient. You can bounce back from any adverse circumstances. Resilience is the thing that reminds you that you have a dream, you have a vision, you have a goal, you have a prize, and you have a great future ahead. You have to make an effort to build yourself up towards actually getting there in spite of what's standing in your way. So I urge you today, find your dream. Remember your passion, your purpose. It will motivate you on days when things are not going smoothly. And I promise you, those are many days in your life. Know where you are heading. Once you do, then you are in the right path. That path will never be easy. But you need resilience to overcome every hurdle. You have to stay positive and keep looking ahead. You have to embrace the changes that will have to be made, and you must remain optimistic. Know that hurdles or challenges are temporary and that you are already strong enough. Know that you already have what it takes to make it through. Yes, you already have what it takes. So if you fall flat, then you need to get your bounce back. Get your bounce back. Bouncing back is what we do when we face disappointment, when we face defeat, when we face failure. We never wallow in self-pity. Instead, we bounce back. We allow resiliency to step up and take control. We exercise our mental toughness, our mental muscle. We walk in confidence. Every person has inner strength to deal with challenges. Everyone has fortitude. What is fortitude? It is strength of the mind that enables you to tackle adversity with courage. You see, life happens. It shakes you out of your complacency. It shakes you out of comfort zones. Never allow life to destroy you. Life is about life. It's about living. Nothing is impossible. Never try to fail. Nothing is handed on a golden platter. You have to work for it. You have to try harder. You have to try harder. You have to try harder. You have to think smarter. You have to overcome. So go after the prize. Go after your vision. Go after your dream. Go after everything that's on the inside of you. Don't be the person who is still thinking about what will happen. Don't surround yourself with people that are still thinking about what's going to happen. Don't be the person who has no motivation for anything. Someone who has no dream, no goal. They just live for the day and hope that it will pass by. Don't surround yourself with people that just live for the day. There are so many people that have made great contributions to the world only because they have had great resilience. Thomas Edison is one of them. He made thousands of prototypes of the light bulb before he finally got it right. He could have been falling apart every day. In spite of struggling with so-called daily failure, he never let it get to him. His resilience gave the world some of the most amazing inventions. What would the world be like if Edison had given up after his first few failures? His inspiring story forces us to look at our own lives. Do we have the resilience that we need to overcome crisis, adversity, or challenges? Or will these challenges derail our dreams and visions? You can accomplish great things because you do have the ability and strength not to give up. Resiliency is our ability to adapt and bounce back when things don't go as planned. Resilient people don't wallow or dwell on failures. They acknowledge the situation, learn from their mistakes, and then move forward. Resilient people view a difficulty as a challenge as an opportunity. A challenge can never paralyze you unless you allow it to. Yes, you will make poor decisions or mistakes along the way, but look at those failures and mistakes as lessons to be learned from and as opportunities for growth. Resilient people are committed to their lives and their future. They have a compelling reason to get out of bed every morning. They commit to their work, their relationships, their friendships. They care about their religious or spiritual beliefs. They wake up saying, "I am ready for what's in store. I am ready to meet my day. I am ready to act on my decisions. I am ready." They don't just say, "Oh no, the sun is rising and I have to get up." They are filled with a vibrancy and ready to make the day work for them no matter what. They are optimistic about life. Problems are seen as temporary rather than permanent. Resilient people encounter setbacks, but they make a comeback. Resilient people have a positive image of the future. That is, they maintain a positive outlook and envision brighter days ahead. Resilient people have solid goals. They focus on achieving those goals. They never worry about the opinions of others. They never give in to peer pressure. They have a victor mentality, not a victim mentality. So how we view adversity and stress strongly affects whether we will be successful or not. Success is not by accident. It is not coincidental, but it is something intentional. It is something you have to work for. Making mistakes or incurring challenges is an inevitable part of living. You can fall flat on your face, but you can get up, wash that face and start over. You can get knocked down, but you can get up again and again and again. We must have the courage to go after our dreams, despite the very real risk that we'll fail in some way or another. Being resilient means that when we do fail, we do get knocked down, but we can get up. We can bounce right back. We have the strength to learn the lessons we need to learn, and we can move on to bigger and better things. We can move on to the next level. Resilience means taking risks. If you never take risks, you will never get anywhere in life. A few years from now, you will wonder what happened or what would have happened if you had taken risks. If you had allowed your internal resiliency switch to be activated, you definitely would be in a different place. So don't end up living in regret. Live in the moment. Be daring. Trust your intuition. Trust your instincts. Have an open mind. Everyone has ideas but never get to see it come to pass. Everyone had Facebook in mind, but Mark Zuckerberg took it to the next level. He did it while everyone else was still talking about it. He took the risk. Never get stuck in a situation. Don't be the one that is sleepwalking through life. You might go through life never knowing what life has to offer. So be adventurous. Life is not about other people's opinions of where I should be. It's not about me in a box, but it is about me being me. Using my voice, using my strength, and taking action for every negative situation. When I look back, I am happy for all the challenging moments because it made me stronger. It made me bounce back. It is what brought me to where I am now. Challenges and obstacles have not stopped, but I know how to handle it faster and better. Are you in a situation you don't want to be in? Are you living a life you don't really want? Well, you need to pick yourself up from the ashes. Don't live in a prison created by your own mind. Take action to find solutions rather than waiting for problems to disappear. Your life is defined by the journey that you choose. Be aware of the opportunities around you. Use courage to get it. The people that we meet on our journey are people that we are destined to meet. During the course of my life's journey, I stumbled upon obstacle after obstacle that came between the paths that I was destined to take. In order to follow the right path, I had to overcome those obstacles. Most times, my obstacles were people, negative people, opinionated people, needy people, all kinds of people. Sometimes these obstacles are blessings in disguise. If only they knew what they were doing to you or for you, they would not choose to be those obstacles. They really push you further into your journey. They force you to become successful. Only problem is we don't realize that at the time. I must say that there were some really great people that pushed me beyond obstacles, beyond circumstances, and pushed me in the right direction. These are great friends and great mentors. Stay close by them and learn and grow from each other. So it is time to make things happen. It is time to bounce back. It is time to be unstoppable. It is time to get re-motivated. It is time to go after what you want. It is time to get resiliency working for you. It is time to rise to the challenge. You have the keys to resiliency. Activate it. Unlock the future of great possibilities. You have the opportunity to unlock new doors. You can unlock the doors of opportunity. So allow your tenacity to take over and become an unstoppable force. Look deep on the inside of yourself and you will find a whole different person that you never knew existed. Your eyes will be open to a whole new world out there, one you never thought existed. See, your life is an adventure, so go for it. You have come this far, which means you are strong and resilience exists in your world. I am a firm believer that everything that happens in our lives happens for a reason. That means that sometimes we must face heartaches in order to experience joy. Time stops for no man. Never allow yourself to focus on the negative, or you might miss out on some really amazing things that life has to offer for you. Don't go back to the past. We can only take the lessons that we have learned and the experiences that we have gained from it and move forward. So activate the resilience in you and see yourself grow. See yourself overcoming challenges. See yourself enjoying the journey of life. Resilience gives us the power to overcome a setback and make a comeback so that we can live the life we were meant to live. Thank you for having listened to this podcast today. The fact that you took time out just to listen to this podcast right to the end assures me that you will look at life and action your life differently. As I end today, I want to remind you to simply activate that resiliency within you.